Welcome to the Night Slash Spooky Extravaganza.
Welcome.
Spectacular.
You don't even remember.
Anything could happen.
You don't
anything.
Even Look remember. At me. You don't even remember
Look at
the
me.
Name.
Look at me.
You don't
anything
even remember
could happen. Anything could happen. I can get up right now and twerk. JK, you guys would expect that. So instead, Donald's going to get up and twerk.
No, not a chance in hell.
Welcome
to the Spooky Wooky Nerd Slice Spectacular.
Yeah. Ow.
So, hey guys, so this is a little different.
Whoa. Guys? Just guys? What's up, ghouls and ghosts? And
what's up? What did we end up deciding what our people were called?
Damaged like us.
It's gonna be one of those episodes.
I don't know. Pepperonis?
No, I think we said something about ball pit.
Carnies.
No. Okay, what's up, guys? This looks a little different from what we said we were going to do.
Does it?
Yeah, we said we were going to have Tony in
Does
the
it?
Middle.
How do you know Tony's not here right now? Ready? Editing.
Yeah. No,
oh,
no,
shit.
No
he's,
one's,
not,
no
he's not here.
Okay. So we were doing some of like production, pre-production, and we realized that the episode would be really short if all it was us watching the short films and everything. So we've decided,
I'm just saying, we could have made it like each person's short films like 27 minutes.
No. We decided that we were going to do that as a special episode for our YouTube specific audiences, just because like we thought about it and we want our podcast to be able to be listened on Spotify
and other audio platforms.
And other platforms. But
shout out to DeWitt on Apple
if
Music.
If the whole podcast is about watching something and you're not able to watch it while you're driving, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Kind of defeats that morning drive, those Wednesday mornings that you fill yourselves up.
So you're going to get a special episode that is going to be this, but you're still going to get, of course, this very lovely standard episode.
Donald also did decide he was going to do a very, very special episode where Donald was going to teach you guys how to twerk. He told me off camera. It's 100% happening because it is the Nerd Slice podcast.
If we get 100 subscribers on the Patreon, then sure.
If we have a Patreon?
You're not even following our Patreon? Wow. Wow. Fake friend. Fake friend. So, dude, Halloween!
You know, I know it's a joke, but like, it really would be on brand for you to just randomly create
happy
a Patreon
Halloween.
And just tell me right now. Oh, we have a Patreon? Go follow us on Patreon.
Happy Halloween.
Happy spooky.
Happy spooky.
Spooky?
Spooky
wooky. Spooky wooky. Spooky wooky. Spooky wooky. Spooky wooky. Please don't drop coffee on my carpet. That possum's how I feel right now. Welcome to Spooky Wooky. The end of Spooky Wooky.
I was trying to chug this coffee.
Chug.
No, it's black coffee and my body, as I'm chugging it. What?
Continue.
Is growing?
No, is growing up like realizing that in like college you chug like beer, but when you're older you need to chug a coffee to survive?
No. That's just life.
Oh, also, I apologize.
For what?
Dude, I bullied you last episode.
It's fine, it's fine. Have you ever watched Tono's game show episode?
Yeah, but that was also the revenge for me pulling you on the
that's
other
fair.
Ones.
That's fair. It's fine. Nothing you said wasn't true. And that's, I think, why it hurt
Donald,
more.
Donald went home, cried a little, there went.
I go home and
it's
cry
time.
Every day. But today we're going to cry on this episode because the spookiest thing are the demons inside of us.
The spookiest thing is like, I think I heard the voice from the void say
the
that's right.
The voice from the void doesn't have a mic today. I heard either one of two things, either that's right or copyright. So I don't know. I don't know if Sad Boy Hours is copyrighted by her. That would be extremely funny. It was copyright.
It was copyright.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Cool.
So I know you have.
So should our
I
next.
I know you have some segments.
So I know we have our first merch that we want to do is Evan in Love, Donald's
Trying.
Which realize that if we make that official merch, if you do ever get a significant other, we have to like retcon it.
No, Tono will still be trying.
I think our second should just be Sad Boy Hours with a little trademark.
I think it should be Sad
Boy. Is Sad Boys perfect. Actually
Sad
trademarked?
Sad Boy Hours with a trademark. But I also kind of want to get this dressed possum mug as a shirt.
That's definitely trademarked.
No, it's not.
It has to be.
The
scariest part of today.
The drawing might be, but like I can make a different possum. So I know that we have segments, but before the segments, let me explain something to the audience. The other reason that we're not doing like such a big thing.
It's not trademarked, by the way.
What, Sad Boy Hours?
Just Sad Boys.
Yeah, it's not.
Cool. Let's do it.
Cool. The other reason that we aren't doing like this big thing is one of two reasons. One, I was looking back at our original Halloween episode, and dude, we were chilling. We were vibing. It was during COVID, so that probably why. But I think we should make it that our Halloweens are chill. Not like this big spectacular thing.
I disagree.
Oh.
I think next year we go like full against the wall, and I think next year we like
do it in a haunted house.
Just recreate Five Nights at Freddy's.
Sure.
By the way, I realized something. So
wouldn't that be a special episode?
Maybe.
Because they would have to watch it.
Everything's a special episode because you and I are special. Not in the way that's good. Anyway,
it's going to be that episode, guys.
It's going to be that episode.
The Spooky Wookie Nerd Slice Spectacular is just going to be me and Evan.
So I realized something.
The most problematic shit.
I realized something because we ended up watching Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wait, can I say my second thing?
Sure.
Yeah, the reason we're not doing a big thing is because I traveled to Finland a week ago. And I just got back like 2 days ago. And if you don't know about Finland, it is a country.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a country that's 7 hours ahead from where we live. So my body is actively attacking itself and dying. So just please forgive us. I am very tired. And I'm still going to give you all of like my awesome opinions. But we just decided that if we were going to give you like a cool episode of us reacting and stuff, it just didn't make sense for me to be dead.
Did you bring me the coffee from Finland or from Philly?
No, I brought you the coffee from Philly.
Okay, because I thought it was real. I thought it was real funny that if you would have brought me Italian coffee from Finland, because that's like, I appreciate it and I understand the sentiment behind it.
Yeah, that black coffee gods. Oh.
Yeah, but it's like going to Germany and being like, hey, here, I brought you Spanish croquettes. Hey.
So I went to Finland.
Yeah.
And I had Italian food.
Well, you and I talked about how Finnish? That's the correct way to say it, right? Finnish?
I went to Finland and I had Italian food and Georgian food. Finnish. Not Georgia.
Georgian, there we go.
Not
that
Georgia,
was the other one.
Georgian.
Yeah.
That's a country too, apparently.
Yeah, it's the country of Georgia.
So I didn't have any Finnish food. I did have reindeer meatballs. That's fish.
How
Finnish
dare
food.
You?
Why?
How dare you? Fuck around with Rudolph.
Did you know
like
that,
that
Santa's
Rudolph does not deserve that.
Rudolph died.
What does that mean?
In the Rudolph story, he died.
Is Rudolph the
they
Grim
bullied
Reaper?
Him and he died, and the rest of that story is just a hallucination until he like eventually passes away.
So the horror today
it's
is
over the garden wall, but
the horror
Ranger
today
edition.
Is you ruining childhood Christmas tales for me.
Well, considering that as of tomorrow everyone's going to have their Christmas stuff up, and you already do. Might as well.
Listen, all right, you don't hate on our fake Eggo Hot Cheetos
My favorite
tree.
Thing in the world is that your Christmas tree is just like a ficus.
It's actually a fern. You got to work on your tree anatomy, bitch. So, Bono, you know...
So...
I know... It's been very apparent, you know, we've mentioned many times on the podcast how you're a weird food person.
No, I'm not a weird food
person.
No,
you're a pretty weird food person.
No, I'm not.
As a child, you just did not eat chocolate candy or soda, which more power
because
to
I
you.
Because I do not like chocolate
that's
candy
fine.
Or soda.
That's fine.
It's not as a child.
And that's
as a person.
And you know, unfortunately, Halloween
is... Are we
going
to do a segment of the best candies for Halloween?
No. Okay. No, that would be cruel. No. Hi, guys. Welcome to Candy Time. No. You know, but obviously you did still trick or treat. Thank you. I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, I really appreciated you
giving me your candy. But you know, I felt like we got to bring it back to our roots and we got to trick or treat. So welcome to the next segment I like to call trick or treat, where I give you random facts and you have to say trick if it's a lie and treat if it's true.
I like this. Okay.
Thank you. Of course. You know, Evan's always ready. By Evan's always ready, he means Evan's half ready at most times.
So?
I like that you adjusted, really.
It's because I want to look at you.
Wow. It's not even Valentine's Day.
I haven't had a Valentine's in 5 years. So.
That's not true. You literally last year said Loki was your Valentine.
That doesn't count.
It does count.
No, that's like me saying why are you the pillow
gonna,
is my
Valentine's. Why are you going to invalidate Loki's feelings like that?
Because Loki has a full, like, girlfriend.
No.
He had children.
Okay. How do you know that they didn't break
That's
up?
That's his baby mama.
How do you know they didn't break up?
Because they love each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't she like break his spine?
That's out of love.
Oh, okay.
Do we really want to start?
I didn't realize she was fucking Bane. Anyway, so So
she looks like
I
Bane.
Said, she does kind of look like Bane. Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to say if we can rearrange Nala in any form to make the word Bane, but So
you can rearrange it to Alan.
From Barbie. From Barbie. So the way this segment's gonna work, I always look at this camera.
Why
I don't
do you
know
look at my camera?
Because it's the closest one to me. Although today
but
you made
this
one.
That makes no sense.
Listen, it's not supposed to make sense. Anyway, so the way this segment works is I'm gonna give you a random fact, right? A little random factoid. And if you think I'm trying to trick you, say trick.
Okay.
If you think that it's a true thing, then say treat.
Can you bring me treats?
Dude, you want some carpet?
No.
Okay. So.
It would have been nicer if you bought me like cookies. Give me incentive.
We got green tea.
No, I drank at least 7 cups of tea today.
I have milk that is about to expire. Do you want that?
No, I like it when it expires and turns into cheese.
Ooh, do you want cheese? I have cheese.
No, I'm good. Okay. Let's do this.
So, this first one here, Thonal. At this current moment in time, I have to take a poop.
False. I mean, trick. No, wait, what time is it?
6:20.
I'm gonna say trick because you
it is a trick
came,
I don't gotta poop right
yeah,
now
you probably came home and took a 30 minute poop.
No, I actually haven't pooped today. It's quite concerning. I might go to the doctor after this because like I normally you guys don't want to hear this. Anyway, yes, you are correct. It is indeed trick. We need a trick sound effect. Give me a trick sound effect.
I'll just put it in.
What's that? That's trick. What's treat? Wahoo! What's treat? Hey, good job. All right, cool. The word witch means wise woman.
Treat.
Hey, you eating good tonight, man. You're getting all those lollipops. That is
which
indeed.
Which one was treat? Wahoo?
Oh, wahoo. What is it then? What is it? The what? Hey, good job. All right. The world's heaviest jack-o'-lantern
trick.
Weighs 2,000 pounds.
Trick.
Why are you so hesitant? Like, why are you immediately going trick?
Trick.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Is it? Is okay. It is.
I know.
You got this one wrong.
I got it wrong?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a jack-o'-lantern that weighs 2,800 pounds.
Mm. It's probably made out of plastic.
No, it's like...
It's not a real jack-o'-lantern.
It's a real jack-o'-lantern.
No.
They carve it.
There's no pumpkin that's that big.
How do you know? Huh?
Because it's...
In Cinderella, she rides in a motherfucking carriage made out of a pumpkin. You think that there
You're
can't
gonna
be
use
a
Cinderella?
Yeah, Cinderella.
It's a trick.
No, it actually is true.
It really is.
It really is.
Wow.
No, I'm sure, like you said, it's probably made
it's
out of like.
Not
yeah,
made
it's
out
probably
of an
it's
pumpkin.
Not an actual pumpkin.
Yeah.
Although, would be a sleigh.
No, that could probably.
But also,
solve,
it could like, solve world
hunger,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're not like just
like if they were just making this
and the pumpkin
this jack-o'-lantern
you could
every
just, like,
single year.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's every single year. From what I read
well,
in the article,
it's definitely not
it was
real.
From 2021. Anyway.
During COVID.
Yeah. There is a town in Europe that every Halloween they celebrate by chasing down people dressed as goblins.
treat. I hope that's true. I don't even care if it's a trick. I hope it's true. Can
I made
we do
it up.
It?
I made it up. We gotta
damn
do
it.
It. I feel like we should do it, right?
Okay, what we do is we dress half squad sofa up as a goblin.
No.
And we all just chase after her.
No, you're missing the very obvious thing. We dress up Cozy because Cozy always wants to go motherfucking goblin mode.
Yeah, but we'd catch Cozy in a minute.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
Cozy's got a Tesla. Wait.
That you
I'll just
use
touch
your
it.
Tesla.
I'll just touch the Tesla. It'll short circuit.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. What would we name our goblin tradition, our goblin holiday?
Boblin.
Boblin?
Boblin the Goblin.
Boblin the Goblin? That sounds weird. Let's change that. That doesn't sound PG.
Moblin the Goblin.
Moblin the Goblin? What about Molly Whoppin the Goblin?
No.
Just Moblin the Goblin?
Moblin the Goblin.
Moblin the Goblin. I respect it. All right, you're doing pretty good so far. I mean, you've gotten most of them wrong, but like, in my heart, you're doing pretty good.
You motherfucker.
No, you got...
I'm 50-50.
Fine, you're 50-50. Nerd Slice's original name was going to be Nerd Talk.
Trick. Wasn't it going to be something like Nerdist or something like that? But
that's an actual YouTube channel already.
I thought it was going to be something that already existed, but then you were like, no.
So you're saying false?
I'm saying trick.
You are correct.
Yeah, it was.
There was no nerd,
else, right?
No, I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember what it was gonna be called.
I remember you telling me. I just.
I think it was gonna be like Nerd Time or like something along those lines. Never like Nerd Talk.
What is a really
talk.
Popular one that's Nerd something? It's not Nerdist. It's the other one.
Nerdist, yeah.
No, there's one more that's also Nerd something.
I mean, I follow a podcast. I don't know if they're...
What is it called?
Super Nerd Soup. But I don't think they're like game theory
it,
achievement hunter level.
I don't know if it's level. Just our name.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it so many times that
uh-huh,
it probably...
Uh-huh,
like,
uh-huh.
I like Nerd... I think Nerd Slice comes off the mouth.
I think it's...
I think it has a better mouth feel than Nerd Soup.
I agree. Maybe
you
we're
say
just...
Nerd Slice and it's like... It just
maybe we're just
like, Nerd Soup. It's like
I feel like we're also well. I like Nerd Soup.
No.
But I feel like we're also
I agree
incredibly narcissistic. So that's probably why it sounds like it
How
slides
do we go
up
from truly hating our lives to being narcissistic.
Because that's our entire personality.
Fair enough.
Anyway, pumpkins are fruit.
Treat.
Yes, pumpkins are fruit.
Yeah,
kind of weird.
I'm a. 4-2.
Someone that you and I both know is pregnant.
If this is how you soft launch,
no,
that,
I would
swear
not.
To God.
And you know what's funny?
I swear to God.
You know what's funny? I knew you were gonna say that exact same thing. Someone that you and I know is prego.
Probably.
No, I mean, honestly, I wrote this as a false. Would be kind of ironic if, like,
I'm gonna be honest with you. Probably
we just find out, like,
I'm gonna be honest.
One
with
of
you,
our
probably.
Like middle school friends
yeah,
is
yeah,
like,
yeah, probably.
Like, it is a probably.
I think that this can't count.
Fine, sure. Well,
because
we'll,
like that
we'll
is a probable
it.
Answer.
We'll scratch it. Okay. We'll scratch it. All right.
And there is. It's true.
I don't. He hasn't. Met her. I don't count that. I'll fucking... Ah! Over 200
the
deaths.
The voice from the void just said that...
Over 200 deaths.
There's gonna be a father
over 200 deaths occur a year from snails.
200?
Over 200,000 deaths occur yearly
from
because
snails?
Of snails.
The thing is that...
I want you to really think about that snail, the immortal snail that goes across the globe murking people. I want you to think about
I'm
that
gonna
for
say,
a second.
I'm going to say treat.
You're going to say treat?
Yeah.
Okay, you're correct. The freshwater snails in a certain part of the countries carry thousands of parasites that kill people.
Nice.
Just
nice. Wonderful. And that's why I don't go into freshwater. That and brain-eating amoeba.
Brain-eating amoeba. I was going to put one on here about that, but...
There's three things in this world that terrify me more than anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Brain-eating amoeba.
Commitment.
Rabies.
And commitment.
I don't want to do
this. Did you say rabies?
Yes. Because here's the thing. Once you know you have rabies, it's too late. You're dead.
You know, they have like things to
help.
They
don't have a cure for it. You have to, the minute you get bitten, you have to get the antidote or whatever to it. But if you already have the rabies, like it's in your system and it starts going.
I'm scared of the
you're
bite.
You're done.
I'm scared.
You're dead.
I'm scared.
You're gone.
I'm scared.
You're going to have
scared.
Hydrophobia.
I'm scared. I'm scared of the bite of 87.
There's also a bite of 83.
We don't talk about the bite of 83.
Well, that's the real one. Like, the bite of 83 is the one that matters. The bite of 87 was just whatever.
Was it cover up? Was it fuck up?
No.
Mm. Cool. So yeah, you got the snails right. We are gaining a permanent third host.
We are not gaining a permanent. It's a trick. We're not gaining a permanent third host.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna.
You sure about that?
I'm positive about that. We're gonna have. Someone,
you pay attention in those team meetings because you are absolutely right. We might have guests from time to time.
We're gonna
as always.
Have a guest that's gonna be on for like 5 straight episodes, but.
Yeah.
It's not permanent. It's not that I listen to team meetings. I've listened to you and I talk about this on a constant basis.
I wanted one of the very first streams that I wanted to do.
If he replaces me, I think I'd kill myself.
One of the very first streams that I wanted to do for Nerd Slice was a mukbang.
That's straight. You were going to do it with Di Huerta, I believe. No?
No. Like, I always thought of the concept, but not a full stream.
Really?
Like, I thought about it later on, like, once we got into video. Like,
hey.
Yeah.
You want to do a mukbang? That can be a special guest.
Is it Di Huerta?
Sure. Or anyone else.
Okay.
I don't want to do a mukbang. I'll try foods. But mukbangs of, like, eating that much food, not a chance in
that's
now.
Fair. I completely respect
I will do
it.
Challenges, like the one that you said. Going to do the pizza.
Yes, I want to do that.
But like,
we're fucked. I mean, you don't drink
you're
soda.
Wrecked.
Yeah, you don't drink soda.
But I'll eat the whole pizza by myself.
And we also like, what's our? We need 2 toppings.
What?
Ham and pepperoni.
Pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Pizza.
Pizza.
The voice from the void is talking a lot today, but they don't have a mic, so it's kind of difficult.
It's a little counterintuitive today.
I got flicked off.
It happens. Well, maybe then now you can answer this next question. On average, women get murdered more than men.
That's treat.
That's unfortunately treat.
that's
a very
horrible.
Very unfortunate.
I have no reservations about that treat. It's 100% true.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, that is not good.
And our final one for this segment.
Okay.
I one time accidentally sent one of my brothers a naked photo of myself.
It's a trick. But you did.
Nope.
I've been told to shut up. That was the shut up before you say a story you're
that
not
is
allowed
correct.
To say.
They have not, never will. Shout out to my brothers. Not going to happen. Never accidentally.
I want you guys to know that look, that moment of was Tono, you shut up before you say a story you're not allowed to tell.
What would be like, all right, if you were like a horror movie monster, what would your mating call be?
I wouldn't have a mating call.
Why?
Because the whole point of being a horror movie monster is to kill, and having
so you're
a
saying,
call.
You're saying that horror movie monsters don't deserve love too? Mine would be like something like, okay.
Do you believe that
Do
you believe that Jeffrey Dahmer deserved love?
No.
Then you want a horror movie monster.
I wanted mine to be like, you know, the video you and I saw of. The what the actual T-Rex sounds like. That so just the middle of the night and you just hear did that do anything to you? Damn, I failed. So you wouldn't have one?
No. I wouldn't. I can't believe you just said did that do anything for you?
Yeah, you gotta always check in. Gotta keep the relationship spicy. Mm-hmm. Some people go on vacation. Some other people like buy each other gifts. I make occasional T-Rex noises.
Fair.
We know yours is gonna be like, look, I bought this really expensive camera, but don't worry, I'm gonna use it and take some fire photos of you.
No, I would just be like,
that, or you're gonna bring them Italian coffee from a place that's not Italy.
I mean, you know the saddest thing? I'd probably write them poetry.
That's really adorable.
And hopefully they'd appreciate it in like the last.
What if, nope, I'm gonna.
I want you to say it.
No.
No, I want you to say it.
This is one of those times where my intrusive thought should not be said out loud.
I want you
to
say
it. So we're gonna move on to the next segment.
I'm not gonna
What happens if you date a significant other that's dyslexic? What then, Toto?
Then I'll read it to her.
What if she doesn't understand your voice?
That's fine.
Are you going to mime it? Mime poetry for me right now. I'm going to give you a poem.
Language.
Oh, you're right. So I'm going to give you in that. So with that fucking yourself over, I'm going to read a poem to you right now. Uh-huh. And you have to mime it out for me. All right. Are you ready?
Shit.
All right. Ready? Ready? The summer breeze through your hair. As dandelions soar across the sky.
I feel like this is an interpretive dance.
A warm embrace you feel. As Biggie Smalls enters the field. Woeing you with his dope-ass rhymes. When all of a sudden, Calvin Klein... You're not wearing Calvin Klein under. Okay. A battle ensues between the two. Oh, but look at that. It's Doctor Who. With his TARDIS filled with toys galore. I don't know what rhymes with galore.
I was impressed with you.
I'll be here all week.
I was impressed.
I live here.
At, like, most of that. But, like, then my brain caught up. I'm like, wow. I hope, like, if this was the poem I wrote for her, I'm glad she can't read.
Told us that, like, how did this happen? You just gave up halfway through, let the AI write it. AI is just like, I really like Biggie Smalls. So. Wow, that was a really weird segment to turn. I have another one here that I thought would be interesting because, you know, I told you guys last time,
did you?
Wow. Because in the last episode, I'm a fucking liar. In the episode before that, right, you read some scary facts and I said, listen guys, Nerd Slice isn't just about comedy facts. It's not about the amazing comedic timing that Tono and I have developed over years of friendship and oftentimes because we're both just really, really bad fuckasses. No. You also get knowledge, which is why today we're going to be reading some urban legends, right? Because I'm sure some of these...
Isn't this an episode early?
I will kill you. No, that's a different episode. Pay attention, Tono. Words have different meanings. So right off the bat, you know... Bloody Mary, we talked about it already, right? Different interpretations of it.
We talked about the fact that you and I had a normal kind of moment, and then Talia had the most traumatic experience.
Of course.
But it wasn't Bloody Mary, it was just people.
But I would say this is probably one of the most famous modern urban legends, right?
Is it a tulpa?
No, I'm saying Bloody Mary is like one of the most famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. This next one is called The Spider Bite, which tells the story of a young person who's bitten by a spider. And on returning home, they find out that they are hatching baby spiders inside their body.
Isn't that from Scary Movies We Tell in the Dark?
Do you say Scary Movies We Tell in the Dark? Yeah. Scary Stories We Tell in the Dark?
That.
I think so. No, well, she had like the thing with the with the thingy. Yeah, the yeah. Thingies. But there, I saw a TikTok the other day. Hmm? Oh, she has scary. You Leo have scary stories to tell in the dark.
That you tell in the dark.
Wow, I did not know that. She also has goosebumps.
All right, well, keep on. I'll be back.
Yeah. So there's also, but I saw a TikTok the other day of this lady who actually had a spider crawling in her ear, and it's the audio, and yeah, not fun. Not fun at all. Another more famous one, the hook man who goes on unsuspecting teenagers who are, you know, doing that thing. And yeah, he's a hook man. Also the urban legend that inspired the famous movie Candyman, right? So just remember, kids, I don't know why I'm saying kids. Remember, everyone, don't hook up in your car in a forest at night, because why would you do that? Why would you provoke people like that? Why would you provoke the horror monsters to come out? All right. Donald sometimes does this thing where his brain auto tasks. And because of that, Donald feels like he has to do the one thing that his brain in that moment makes him do. Because Donald has been standing in front of our bookshelf for the last minute and a half trying to find this one book, which, by the way, I don't know if you have that book because I've never seen that book here.
I don't think that book is there. It cool. might be in the other one, but that's in front of the other camera.
No, I don't.
That book is definitely not there.
I don't
there.
Think it's in there. That's all of mine. Those are all my...
Okay, I'm going to expose you for a second. Most of those are yours, too. Let me just say, the top shelf is 99% mythology. Right under that is 99% Percy Jackson.
As it fucking should
be. And then
be.
Under that is One Piece. So all of those books are yours. And then there's like two small books of Goosebumps. Hey,
you got to respect that One Piece has its own shelf, though.
It doesn't have its own shelf. It will There's soon. Also two other ones.
It will soon enough. It will soon enough as I collect more and more One Piece.
Mm. We're going to be doing this episode next year, and you're not going to have a single new One Piece.
We're going to be doing this episode next year.
Mm-hmm. In a Freddy Fazbear's...
Freddy Fazbear. Don't talk to me unless you know anything about Freddy Fazbear.
Then you can't talk.
Freddy Fazbear. I know everything about Freddy Fazbear. Give me Five Nights at Freddy lore right now, and I guarantee you I'll... Go, test
Who's
me.
Who's the main villain?
Hmm?
Who's the main villain?
Society.
No.
Next. See? No. I knew it. Next You're one. Wrong. Next question. Next question. See? You're so stumped, you can't even ask me another question.
What's the name of the titular character?
Hmm? Say that again?
What's the name of the titular character?
Donald. It's Freddy Hansbear. Come on. Next question. Exactly. Look at that. Donald's so bad at this, bro. Next one. Come on.
Move on before I punch you.
Give me one final one. One final one. Exactly. This man. Awful. That's why I'm a better game show host. I want you to read number 5, and it really threw me off the name of that title.
You know why this is going to be the new spooky wookie?
She's going to fucking kill me.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
So,
give me the fucking thing.
Just read number 5. So number 5 is titled The Licked Hand, which I feel like is a pretty popular story where a girl goes, she thinks she hears things in the middle of the night, she gets scared, she puts her hand under the bed, and her dog starts licking her hand, only for her to wake up in the morning and realize that her dog died, and there's a note, there's on writing in blood on the wall. I forgot what it said. Does it say
humans
it there?
Can lick hands?
Humans can lick hands too. Pretty freaky.
I like the next
kind of scary. I'm not scared of that one anymore because you know, once you get a significant other, half the time they bite you. They just do. It's just a thing they do. Can I have my phone back?
I like the next one.
What's the next one?
The kidney heist.
Do you need a kidney? Do you need me to?
No, it's just why is that an urban legend?
Because kidney trafficking is a thing, bro.
Is it?
Yes.
Why are they trafficking? I hate traffic. If they just want to traffic, they can come to Florida.
Oh, this one is another famous one. The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, yes.
Where, you know, like there's like a babysitter and, you know, there's something spooky wooky going on and the cops go, the call's coming from inside the house. That's how that cop sounded in that moment. Just the calls coming from inside the house.
It's a useless cop.
Why?
Because
he's warning her.
But like that's like a useless warning.
And then of course, probably the most famous urban legend in the last 12 to 15 years. Slenderman.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do you think Slenderman's real?
I think the only possible way he's real is if we topified it.
Do you think that there is a monster since Slenderman that has taken over the popular zeitgeist like he did?
I don't. I mean, I haven't been in touch with that sort of like stuff.
I think there's one thing that has gotten as popular as Slenderman.
I could say there's other things that not like urban legendy, but other horror sort of stuff that has gone.
Yeah.
Like we just talked about it. Five Nights at Freddy popped off.
Yeah, but like
that's not really an urban legend. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like there's other like horror type things that have gotten. But why? You think you have one?
I have one.
Okay.
Doppelgangers.
Ooh, I don't think they've reached that level yet.
They have.
I think they're getting there because of TikTok and because of like that sort of concept has always been kind of terrifying.
Slenderman got popular because of Marble Hornets. And doppelgangers have gotten popular because of pretty much all of analog horror. Yeah, you drink that water. Was it good H2O?
Dude, honestly, H2O fucking slapped.
You know what didn't slap?
You know it.
My fucking coffee. That shit was bitter as fuck.
My bad, bro.
Make it's not you. It's just coffee.
Yeah, you're also the one that just drinks straight black coffee.
Do you know why?
Hmm?
You know the scariest thing is?
What?
Calories. So...
Totally, you've drank straight black coffee since we've both started drinking coffee.
No, I used to drink café con leche my entire life. Come on, man. The fuck you think this is?
Why did you turn into like George Lopez? Like, you about to sing Lowrider too while you're at it?
I don't remember that song.
You don't remember most songs.
That's fair. That's not true.
If there's a daddy right song. Okay. You want me to name a song right now?
One that see if I you know will it? Reasonably know.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not going to be like singing the one song from like Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Sing,
it's not so easy put on the spot. Huh?
No, I'm just trying to think of a song that like you kind of know, but don't like really know. So I can really.
So it's like no Noah Kahn songs.
No, I feel like if I threw one random Noah Kahn song at you, you would know.
But
it.
I don't listen to his album like you guys do.
Sing, I need to remember the name of this song.
Oh my God.
Because I know.
I asked for one singular song and he's turning it into a 3-minute.
Give me
search.
1 second.
Oh my God. So, happy Halloween, everyone. Or happy belated Halloween. I don't know when this episode's going to come out. To be honest, I don't know what day it is today.
Bad Bunny, Titi me preguntó.
I have not listened to that song.
VIP, VIP. I know that's the only... I thought you would know, like, maybe one lyric.
No. I can sing you Telepatía. It's a song that I like because it's good.
Do the duck song. Where he walked up to the lemonade stand.
Walked up to the lemonade stand. Then he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, bum, bum. Got any grapes?
Are we going could we get copyrighted for
I
that?
I don't think so.
That's another scary horror thing. Copyright infringement, man. Dude. Like that one.
I don't understand copyright.
Can we? Like, I feel like we can talk about it. It's the rent. So our very first Wing episode. Right, our Wing episode, our very, very first YouTube episode, we got copyright, right? And I'm running through it, right? We got copyrighted by Russia. Why did we get copyrighted by Russia?
This is what happens. Companies copyright it, and they know that they abuse the copyright system because they know that getting the copyright off means that you're going to have to like challenge it, and then it's going to have to get reviewed and for 30 days. And within those 30 days, from what I understand, is if you make any money on that video, it's not yours.
But like, what random thing? Like, it was a random... I showed it to you. Just a random name.
No, it's a song that I used. I used a popular song on the short, and then it got copyright strikes.
It wasn't a short, though.
Yes, it was.
No, our actual video got copyrighted.
No, it was the short.
Was the short?
Was
Are
the
you
short.
Sure?
I'm positive.
There's no way.
I'm positive because I uploaded it. I upload all of our videos.
You talking, but not the short.
It was the short.
The social media I posted.
You did not post it. I did.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Oh, actually, I do believe you because in the beginning you asked for all my passwords. Look at us, though. Look at us. We're making it so far. We're getting copyrighted, man. Who else can say that?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Much more successful.
I know one person that can't.
Who?
Don't worry about it. Anyway, the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to that man running the stand, "Hey, got any grapes?" I'm trying to think of another random song.
Do you think he
can you sing any Five Nights at Freddy's song?
Lemonade guy.
I think they were secretly lovers.
I thought so too.
I think.
I mean, the way that he just walked up and he's like, "Hey,
I think
got any grapes?" That had to be a euphemism.
I think the whole thing was. Sorry, I'm just really thinking about this spiral that we're going on. I think that when he went up to the man in the lemonade stand, right?
I think it was like 4 p.m.
I think the "got any grapes" was keyword for, "Have you truly moved on from us?" I think they were madly in love, right? But I think the man was afraid of the societal view of dating a duck.
Yeah.
Right? And he was,
like, it was a pretty duck.
He had a very lucrative business of running a lemonade stand, which...
Right?
Like, do you know anyone that, like, runs an actual lemonade stand?
A successful lemonade stand?
It's hard.
Other than children.
The top of my head, I can't think of any.
Nope.
Right? So I think on this very special Halloween,
yes.
I think people need to think about how this man was in love with this duck.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here. I'm going to be straight with you.
Did you know?
I have questions of the day, by the way.
You have questions of the day?
I do have questions of the day.
Wow, you're so talented.
I know. Thank you.
Did you know that the saying "life gives you lemons," right?
Mm-hmm.
Make lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know that saying, right?
Yeah, of course.
But life can't give you lemons because lemons were manufactured by humans. And so we give it ourselves lemonade. Life had nothing to do with it. That fucking bastard has been taking all of our credit.
I'm gonna quote the House
We've
of Usher.
Crazy.
I'm gonna do the quote from the House of Usher where he's like, "When life gives you lemons, you open up a lemonade stand and then you invest in that lemonade stand, and then you do that." And he just went on a 3-minute like monologue,
yeah.
Which is very Mike Flanagan. Amazing.
But I just
have no words. I do have questions of the day though. Are we ready for those questions
of the day?
Are you ready for those questions of the day?
Am I ever really ready?
First off, listen to this.
I've been asking myself that question for 5 years.
Listen to this song. Thank you. I'm going to take your stone fadeness as that was too good that you just have no comments. So I asked you guys, it's playing again. I asked you wonderful, amazing people. What's the dumbest horror movie trope or situation? Because there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb horror movie tropes.
There's
a lot of stuff that happens in horror movies that, you know, sometimes just it's just real easy, right? So I asked you guys, what do you guys think is the dumbest horror movie trope? So first one here, you have a 50-50 shot like always.
I'm going to say this time it's Vimo Vertov.
Awesome. This first one here from Aesthetic. You haven't gotten it right in so long that I think I'm going to start tallying and just see how much you get to it. So this first one here from Aesthetic.
Oh, man.
Going back to the scary place after escaping. So basically Hell House 2.
Yeah.
Just going back. Like the sequels of like.
You had like the most traumatic experiences.
Or like in the actual horror movie where they're like, "Oh my God, that the killer just came out of that room." And then 20 minutes later, they're back in that same room. Like, why do you think it's going to go any different? Why do you think. What's the logic there? Anyway, I agree, Aesthetica. I agree. Would we probably do it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This next one here from Mystic Acerta. Honestly, I hate jump scares / sudden music, anything that elicits artificial.
No, I mean...
I get it.
I get where he's coming from. I think jump scares have their place in media, right? Like, technically, the red demon face is a jump scare.
Yeah, and I think it's a great jump
scare.
And
it's a great jump scare.
I think, I understand...
You can use jump scares well, but using them as your only form
of
scariness.
Yeah, I think you and I have talked about that. A horror movie needs to survive off... Not just jump scares, but atmosphere, music, acting, a little bit of everything.
Beforehand.
A little jump scare.
A jump scare
not
is
bad.
A,
you know, not bad.
A
but
jump scare as a resolution to a lot of suspense is a good job. But jump scare for the sake of jump scare, stupid as shit.
This their follow-up one.
Follow-up?
Yeah, they put two. Mr. Caserta is going out of the way for this one, wow. You know. I also hate fake jump scares. 10-minute buildup for it just to be like a cat or their friend. I get it.
There's also an argument to be made for
those. But the thing is, I agree with him because I hate those more than...
Here's the thing. If you're doing them at the beginning of a movie to kind of... Like, so what happens is that if you get the audience used to like, oh, this one's going to be fake or nothing's going to happen, and then it's an actual jump scare, there's an argument to be made that you're scared more because of it. So it's not that I'm being disagreeing with you, Mr. Caserta. I think both of those have their places if you use them well. If you're using them only because you suck at writing, then that's when you need to contemplate your life and...
Or like try just writing something different. Like, you know, you don't have to give up on your dreams. Really writing, you don't have to give up on your dreams.
Right. No, but like give up on them.
No, like why would you give up on your dreams? I haven't given up on my dream.
What's your dream?
You don't want to know my dream.
I do want to know your dream.
You don't want to know my dream.
I do want to know your dream.
My dream is to become the greatest scatting master in the world.
You gave up on that a long time ago.
Oh, I never finished the story that I started like an hour ago. So... slight spoilers for the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
The what?
I find the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
The what?
Five Nights at Ferdinand's. Mm. I got you. I think it's really funny that like episodes ago, you and I said how kind of terrifying but also funny it would be if a horror movie just had someone scatting. And I love that halfway through the movie, one of the animatronics just starts motherfucking scatting. I thought it was so funny. Yeah, Foxy's, I went, there is no way.
Foxy's main thing is that he scats and it's so stupid.
These next little batch here from V Moger Tough. See, one day you'll get it, right? One day you'll get either.
What is your quick rating for the FNAF movie?
I do it out of 10. Yes. like a 6.
Yeah, mine's
like I think the highest, like if we're going really just cookie cutter,
yeah,
animatronics cool as shit,
cool as fuck,
cool as shit. I also feel like if you like the games, mm-hmm, and you the Easter eggs, like just picking up like all that, cool. The ending, weakest part of the movie. My opinion,
the ending,
the sort of like the reveal of certain things, and then the sort of like final antagonist. I don't want to give too much away. I feel like that was very like rushed and kind of just like,
yeah,
thrown.
I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah,
it was okay. I think it's setting up for two more movies that I think are going to be better. So like we fall into a Spider-Man Homecoming problem, where I think that the sum of the whole is going to be better than the sum of its parts. Stop texting people. This is our podcast.
What if I'm texting you?
You're not. My phone's Bing. Not here. You can say it to my face.
Bing. I can say it to your face.
Say it to my face.
I can see your peepee.
No, you can't.
I can't.
Why would you say that?
Because.
Why would you say that out loud?
Because. Why? Anyway, yeah, just watch the movie for yourself and decide if it's worth it. No, this was V Moger Tub. I told you that eventually you're
wrong.
Good. Yeah, you got it wrong after I already said it. Their first one here is someone saying, who is there? I agree. I think if you hear a creepy noise and your first instinct is to go, hello?
Sorry. That's so honestly true, though.
Like, you would do that?
I did that.
No, you didn't.
I did. So, when I was in Finland, which I'm going to get yelled at by Talia by saying that again. I had a hotel room, and the first night I go to take a shower. It's been like 20 hours of traveling. I go to take a shower. Shower is great, by the way. The floor was heated. Bro,
you're going to,
bro.
So bro. I see these TikToks all the times of people that come back from vacations and it's like their entire personality. And I feel like you are slowly going to turn into one of those people.
No.
Continue.
No, because I think this is a good segue. So I went to take a shower.
Yo, why didn't you tell me that my hair looks like a swirly fucking ice cream right now? I'll be back. The fuck?
Why are you leaving during my story?
I'm listening to your story.
Oh my God. Wow. Fake friend. I was at this hotel, and it's been 20 hours and I want to make sure you know I've been traveling for 20 hours. I am exhausted. So I was like scrolling through TikTok. Honestly, just fucking around, scrolling through TikTok because I was trying to like get my mind off of how tired I was. And I was like, I should probably go take a shower. So I put my phone down. And mind you, also, I had just finished editing the podcast that came out, the last podcast. So I'm exhausted. I was scrolling through TikTok. I put the podcast to export, put my phone down, go take a shower.
We love a committed editor.
I come out of the shower and I hear spooky music and I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I look at my phone and it is one of those TikToks from that guy that I always send you that it's like, he goes into the basement.
Oh, and then, yes.
Right? Don't remember scrolling to that.
Oh.
Right? So I look at it and in my head I go, I don't remember this. And at first, the logical side of my brain went, I probably scrolled at it when I like walked away to the shower and just like didn't register it and I'm exhausted and whatever. The other side of my brain that was tired goes, this place is haunted. And so I scrolled away. I was like, whatever. And then the closet. So there's this closet that opens to a refrigerator.
Did it make a nice little creaking noise?
The closet, every time you open it, light turns on. Every time you close it, light turns off. Okay.
I'm following.
I go.
I'm picking
close
up what
everything.
I'm picking
I
up what you're putting down.
I close everything. I upload the podcast to post. And then I turn off all the lights. Closet light turns on, and I went. Now again, logical side of my brain went, I probably just didn't close it correctly, and it's like the sensor is off, right? Whatever. Light turns off, and I'm like.
I want this thumbnail.
And so I spent that night. No, because it gets better. This isn't the end of the story. That's just the precursor of the story.
So Thomas just haunted.
So I spent that night sleeping with the lights on.
You didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I slept with all the lights on because I was tired and spooked. And so that's the precursor. It's a long precursor, but I just wanted to like let you know that that's how that started. So this leads to this. I come back the next day. I open the door after being out the whole day. And I swear to you, I heard a girl's voice. And I opened
and
the door.
And Toto got real excited.
Door turned. Door closed. And I went, hello? I fully went, hello? And like I looked under the bed. I fully was spooked. And then I took a shower again. And then as I'm coming out, I heard another voice and I went, fuck this.
I really want the thumbnail for this episode to be, you know, the Buggy the Clown meme where he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I want to Photoshop your face of just your look when you heard the voice of Jesus going.
So
yeah, you're haunted.
So
not
it's not
anything
that I'm
else.
Haunted. I'm pretty sure it was the place. By the way, I was so after I heard the voice, I was so tired, and like the night before I had slept like garbage that like I like lay down in my bed and I go, fuck it, if the ghost is gonna kill me, it's gonna kill me. I turned off the lights and I knocked out.
And yet you're still here.
And I'm here.
Cool.
So I think that it's fully real that you would 100% walk into a place and go, hello.
Cool. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Would you? No.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. If you walked into this apartment and you didn't know if Thalia was here yet or not, and you heard something, you would go, hello, to see if she was here.
No, I just grabbed my
Evan,
shoe.
Evan, you've done it.
I would just grab my shoe and go, what?
Evan, you've done it.
And then my shoe would come
everyone
back.
Everyone said that they wouldn't do it, but everyone's done it.
And then
it.
My shoe would come back shinier because it turns out that the person that I thought was Thalia was a shoe cleaner.
That's actually really, like, nice of them to clean.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Cleaning shoes is, like, a lot.
It's,
and if they clean them for you,
yeah.
That's a ghost we keep.
No, like,
his name
that's
is...
Clarence.
No, it has to be an Italian guy.
We call him the ghost poor. Anyway.
Well, that's why he's cleaning our shoes after the
That's
afterlife.
Mean. So, their follow-up, right, is trapping themselves in a room. I also agree. They're ghosts. They can phase through the door. Don't trap yourself in a room. If it's like a Michael Myers type, maybe. Maybe. And even then, not a very lucrative process, right? That's my word of the day, by the way, lucrative. I don't know why I keep saying that. But, yeah, just don't. But, yeah, I agree. And this last one, and I feel like this one is a very, very, problem that was in a lot of very early 2000s and 90s movies, yeah. Which is someone gay or black dying first.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Really bad problem in, like, the early 2000s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really we've slightly gotten better, I think.
Yeah, they've started to, like, not really care about stuff. Like, it used to be, like, the name Final Girl was always, like, the chaste, like, good, kind woman. And then, like, the one that, like, had sex at the beginning of the movie dies. Like, there's a lot of stereotypes that horror movies have that they've started to move away from because people found out that that was stupid.
And now we have Chad and all the Scream movies just taking knives like a champion.
If our friend group got into a horror movie...
Oh, I already know the order.
Who dies first?
Don't make me do that.
Who dies first?
You know who dies first. You know who dies first.
You have to say it.
You know who dies first. Stick figures die first.
Stick figures, I love you.
What's he going to do? Walk?
Who dies
second? Walk away from the killer?
Who dies second?
Who dies second?
Yes.
You.
No.
You'll be like, finally.
No.
Hmm.
I don't die second.
Who do you think dies second?
I think you do.
Why?
Because you and Talia would be the ones that in the movie are the ones who had sex and got killed.
I actually think that I would be one of the highest ones. Ready for this. Mm-hmm. Ready for this. Okay. I think it sticks. Right? I think Half Squat Soap is next because they would just fall asleep, apparently.
No, but here's the thing. I don't think Half Squat Soap is next because I think Antoine was the killer.
No, I think Half Squat Soap. No, we got to be subjective. I think Half Squat Soap is next. Followed immediately by Antoine because Antoine's going to be like, I can throw hands.
I think Antoine,
I can throw hands with
I
this.
I think if Antoine was not the killer, then yes. I think Half Squat Soap dies.
I think like in the middle there we'll have like Aesthetica V Mogurtov. I feel like they have rationality, but I feel like if they're just caught in a bad situation.
I think it would be Stick Figures, then Half Squat Soap.
You know who I think?
I think Antagua doesn't die that early. I think next is respectfully Talia.
No, can I like counter?
What?
I think the two that are gonna survive out of everyone is gonna be Talia and David. Because the second anything spooky wooky happens, they're getting the fuck out of there.
No, but here's the thing.
You and I have a natural curiosity that would be like, hey yo, what was that?
No, but here's the thing. I think the two that survive are gonna be Di Huerta and Antagua. Because I think Antagua, if worse comes to worse, can actually get away. I think if this thing is hunting us down, I think it's Stick Figures, Half Squat Soap, and then it's Talia. If it's hunting us down and doesn't let us get away, like if it was us going into a haunted house, then yes, I think Talia lives because Talia would be like, fuck you guys. Like she'd be like, I'm not going in there, right? I think that it's then Talia, then it's I think it's me. Then I think I die.
Oh, actually, I have one right below Stick Figures.
Who?
RJ.
I don't know. I think RJ's first.
I think RJ has... RJ is so curious about everything.
I think RJ's the thing that released the killer.
I agree. I wholeheartedly... You know, like, in, like, the horror movies where it's, like, an ancient, like, box? Yeah. And they're like, whoa, what's in the box?
RJ.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's RJ.
I agree. But, yeah, that's...
I think it's me.
Okay.
Then I think after me, I think it's you.
Sure.
I think I died trying to fight the killer.
Sure.
Because that's some stupid shit I'd do.
Sure.
And I think it's you.
Okay.
I think if it killed me and Talia, I think you'd get mad and then try to like body him as well. And
I would. I'd put salt on my hands and go fisticuffs.
But I think you'd also die. And then I think, here's the thing though. If it killed Aesthetica, I think not only is Di Huerta final girl,
I think Di Huerta's final ending.
I think Di Huerta is killing girl. Like, I think Di Huerta spends the rest of their life.
So they become Laurie Strode.
No. I think even worse. I think Di Huerta becomes president just so that he has the nuclear launch codes to fucking nuke the shit out of that thing.
Nice. All right, and our final one.
I would
here,
watch the fuck out of a movie.
I would
like
also
that.
Watch the fuck out of that movie.
Stay tuned for our first feature film, by the way.
Yes, we're calling it
Santa Jaws the Musical.
The Scat Man. Our last one here comes from Talia Rodriguez 12. Going running upstairs when in danger. Good luck breaking your ankles jumping out the window.
That is my second stupidest. That is the second stupidest to me. Running up the stairs. I'm always like, bro, like the fuck you doing? Although if you do it like the scary movie, like as much as that movie's a joke, if you're doing it like the scary movie just to turn around, throw shit down the stairs, like you're fighting, that makes more sense. Right? Like if a real killer was chasing you up the stairs and you threw a piano on them, I think that you're good.
Do you know how much like
I've moved the piano, don't
force
start with me.
You need to
I've
like
move the piano, don't
but
start
don't
with me.
Like
I've moved the piano.
I don't think
they're
that
on
shit's,
wheels.
Yeah, but don't.
You can easily
do
throw
you know,
it down the stairs.
But do you know the width of a piano?
Yes.
And the width of stairs?
Yes.
You don't even live on a second floor.
I know. That's why I would never go upstairs. My stupidest show is the running just to fall down.
Oh, that's always my favorite.
Right, like
running in a straight line and just going .
And then the like long time that they take to get back up, they're like. And then they catch him. I was like,
yeah. But thank you guys, as always, for your questions. Nope, that's the wrong thing. For your answers, I give you guys the questions. Unless you guys want to give us questions. I mean, that's how we used to do it.
Where do they find these questions?
I was about to say, if you guys want, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us wherever your podcasts are available. Spotify, Apple Music.
But,
any other places?
I think that you should also, if you're specifically a podcast listener, that's cool. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast every single week or for the first time if this is your first one, which if it is, once again, as we always say, it's fucking weird, but thank you for being here.
Yeah. Follow on our socials. We post a lot of our funny clips and highlights, our questions, so you guys can be involved. Yeah. Any updates about anything else?
If you first saw us on the socials, cool.
Cool. What's thanks up? For thanks for joining.
Yeah. Also check out our YouTube. We're gonna be starting posting a bunch of different like specials.
Yeah.
And
some
like,
exclusive
other,
stuff.
Other type of series. So check that shit out. And
stay spooky.
Stay spooky and yeah. Happy Halloween. Or late Halloween. And happy fall.
Scoo-wee! Good night.